Jairam. Swami, your earthly descent into the physical was for the spiritual ascent of mankind. When you don the human vesture, you assume the role of a guru and taught as a secret of salvation. Prerakaha suchakaschaiva, vajako dashakastata, shikshako bodhakaschaiva, shadete guravaha smritaha. As a Preraka, you inspired us to seek our inner reality. As a Suchaka, you directed us along the path of redemption. As a Vajaka, you gave us very essence of all the holy scriptures. As a Darshaka, you demonstrated to us the life of an enlightened one. As a Shikshaka, you trained us in sadhana to escape the cycles of birth and death. As a Bodhaka, you taught us the ultimate reality. To that sweet Lord who gifted himself as our Guru, who holds our hand and leads us to himself, we offer our humble pranams. Aaj ki shubh tareek, saad saad ek saad. Sai, karenge aapki tareef, saad saad ek saad. Dear Swami, all of us, the students of the 2017 outgoing batch of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, College of Nursing and Allied Health Sciences, Whitefield, take the opportunity to offer our deepest gratitude to you for drawing us to your lotus feet and nurturing us under your loving care. This musical presentation titled Sri Sathya Sai Jagadguru Vandanam is an outpouring of our hearts filled with gratitude to our Guru. As we stand at the threshold of the doorway that opens to a new world, as we begin a new phase in our lives, we have only one prayer. O Jagadguru, please continue to hold our hand and guide us towards the highest goal. We begin this offering by praising Lord Ganesha with the prayer to remove any obstacles along this journey. Swami, you, as the Jagat Guru, have drawn us into your fold and gave us the immortal knowledge of liberation. Ever since we came into your fold, you have given us everything that we needed, even without asking, and showered bountiful blessings in spite of our human failings. We all pray that you grant us one more, just one more boon. Even if the soul forgets this body, even if this body forgets the soul, let your name dance on our lips and your form blaze in our hearts. Bless us that in every life our thoughts be filled with you and your love. Bless us that we remain devoted to the Lord of Puttaparthi. Grant us the boon that we remain at your lotus feet in every birth. Bless us that however many births we may take, we shall not forget you. Ninnai maravavaram vendum.
भक्तिविरान्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः अज्ञानभक्तिविरान्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः सायि दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः
Swami, you, in the form of Mother Nature, have nurtured us selflessly and taught us precious lessons of life. To hear the voice of God, we need to only listen. Deep inside our thoughts, you whisper from our hearts and talk to all of us. We need to only listen. There is many ways God is seeking to make himself known. But is man listening and looking to understand nature? There is a design in flower blossoms, in butterfly wings, and in a bee's flight. Trees in their blooming, tides in their flowing, stars in their circling. O Divine Mother, give us air to hear your song.
मायाको सागरहरूमा दुःख आँसु सबै बिर्सेर हामी रम्न चाहन्छौ तपाईँको ती न्यानो अंगालोमा तपाईँको अनमोलताको अनुभव गर्न सधैँ हामी बीच बसेर हाम्रो सहारा बनिदिनुहोस् आमा हामी सधैँ तपाईँकै हुनेछौ हाम्रो प्यारी आमा
मायाका गहरा पवित्र छन् तिम्रा
else we please. All that we have is just because of you, Mother Nature. Help us experience you and reach you, because you are our true goal. Our ultimate goal, Mother. Our ultimate goal, Saima. We offer our lives to you. Our Mother, so sweet, so true. We do not know whether you are the four-armed Lord Vishnu or the three-eyed Lord Shiva. All we know is you are our sweet Lord who endearingly calls us Bangaru. Though you were born in this holy little hamlet, the entire world is yours. Your refuge is the umbrella that shields us from the terrible heat of worldliness. By combining practice with precept and living the message, you stand as an ideal of noble conduct. O gem of the Ratnakara Vamsha, you quenched the physical thirst of the people with nectarine water and the spiritual thirst of seekers with your immortal words, and rewrote the destiny of mankind. It's our good fortune which has provided us this chance of walking the same earth that you walked on, breathing the same air that has been sanctified by your divine breath. O Master of the Universe, who moves amidst people, Janulam Hadyati Vigade Jagapati, we mortals with our limited intellect ever comprehend your true nature?
Thank you. Swami, as our guide and guardian, you have been with us at every stage of our lives. In your grand mission, in spite of our human inadequacies, you deemed it fit to give each of us a small opportunity to serve in the chambers of healing, to nurse the sick and to heal them in body, mind and spirit, to toil and renovate bodily chambers and make them fit for God to shine in all His glory. Having received this precious gift of education and the privilege to be an instrument in your divine hand, let us always remember, let us repeatedly speak out, our duty is to do good to humanity. Let us not focus on material pleasures, nor lay in the lap of luxury. Let us be awakened always that our duty is to do good to humanity. Let us not remember our sorrows. Let us step up to take action. Our duty remains to do good to humanity. Manasa sadatam smaraniyam, lokahitam mama karaniyam.
Parvati Swami,
you are our beloved, dearer to us than our very lives. To a worldly man, a good intoxicated person appears mad, and heaven laugh at him. But to the God intoxicated man, the worldly appear insane, foolish and blind. Of all the insanities that harass man, God madness is the least harmful, the most beneficial. Swami, in your previous body of Shirdi, when the pious lady Baijabai with a crazy devotion served you, you conferred on her the rare blessing, calling her your mother. When Sakubai was madly pining for your darshan as Lord Vitthala, you sent her to Pandaripur and took her form at home and did all the menial household chores. Swami, from the time we tasted your divine love, we forgot the world and are intoxicated and mesmerized by its charm. We are now like a fish thrown upon the beach, leaping and swimming to regain the ocean. O innocent Lord, O Bholya Sainatha, we are mad for your divine love. And may this fire of our longing down in the ocean of your infinite consciousness, and may we become one with thee.
Thank you.
we didn't know what love was till you held our hands and took us into the magical world of your love. Each one of us have a prayer. Swami, take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart. It is your own. It shall be your royal throne. Take my love, my Lord. I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. All we ask, Swami, take us to your heart, take us to your soul.
Our monkey minds, chiseled
and we find them to be worthy receptacles of your love. You have unmade and remade us with our ego destroyed and replaced it with your divine love. Your love has magically transformed our lives, filling it with sweetness and fragrance. You have touched us and we have grown. Our lives filled with your love are and will ever be the celebration of the glory of your love. Our hearts rejoice and dance in ecstasy, drenched in the incessant flow of your love and grace. From joy I came, for joy I live, in sacred joy I melt. Thou art I am thou, knowing, knower, known as one. With that experience of bliss of Atmanubhava, our lives are fulfilled. Your Midas touch has transformed our lives into gold, precious and pure, the substance and the substratum. We are and ever remain what you have always called us, your Bangarus. Bale Bangaravaitu.
and searches here and there, in temples and in churches, in earth and in heavens. At last we came back, completing the circle from where we started, to our own soul, and find that He for whom we have been seeking all over the world, for whom we have been weeping and praying in churches and temples, on whom we were looking as a mystery of all mysteries, shrouded in the clouds, is nearest of the near, is our own self, the reality of our body, mind and soul. We have arrived at our destination. We found our beloved Swami. In You we found ourselves. We realize that an invisible hand has guided us to You. What more can we ask for? What else is there to ask for? Let us remain in Your darbar and sing Your glory for now and forever. Tareef teri nikli hai dil se, aayi hai lab pe banke kawali. Tere dar pe jo bhi aaye saayi, unko khushiyon se tumne bhari hai. Dar pe tere rahenge sada hi, ab to tere rahenge sada hi.
Yeah. राजा सर्वस्य लोकस्य देवानां भगवानिव।
आमीन। जैसे भगवान राम के अवतार में आपने धर्म का पालन हेतु राज्य त्याग कर वनवास चले गए, सीता माता की खोज में भटके रावण का संहार किया और मर्यादा पुरुष श्री राम बनकर मानव जाति को आदर्श दिखाया, वैसे ही हम भी इस संसार को त्याग कर हमारे अंदर छुपा रावण का संहार के लिए आपको खोजते खोजते यहाँ आपके शरण में आ गए।
उपदेश करके जगत का उद्धार किया, तब आप कौन थे? माँ यशोदा की लल्ला या गोपियों का नटखट नंद लाला, राधा की कृष्ण या अर्जुन के प्राण सखा? हर एक से आपकी एक अनमोल अनोखा रिश्ता था। स्वामी आप तो सब कुछ जानते हैं, लेकिन आप ये नहीं जान सकते आप हमारी क्या लगते हैं। संदेश बना के दिखाया, वही द्वापर के श्याम हमारे प्यारे साई कृष्ण बनकर, हर एक का सनातन सारथी बनकर, जब को प्रेम का संदेश दिया, जीवन का परमार्थ प्रेम है यह संदेश साई ने बताया, जी के दिखाया और उंगली पकड़ के हम सभी को सिखाया। आओ हम सब मिलकर साई के दरबार में खुशियाँ मनाए।
Thank you. Om Shri Sai Ram. Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings, more than 300 devotees from the state of Tamil Nadu have arrived here at Prashanthi Nilayam to celebrate their Bharti Yatra tomorrow, the 8th of July. Tomorrow's morning session in Sai Kulwanthal will commence at 8 o'clock with Vedam chanting. At 8:20, an instrumental music program will be offered by two violin artists, Dr. M. Lalita and Srimati Nandini, along with their fellow musicians. The morning session in Sai Kulwanthal will conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Tomorrow's evening session in Sai Kulwanthal will commence at 4:30 with Vedan chanting. At 5:15, the Balvika students and Sai youth from Tamil Nadu will offer a drama presentation titled Sai Rama, Sai Krishna. The evening session in Sai Kulwanthal will conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram, Swamivari Divyanugraha Asisalato, Tamil Nadu Rashtramanundi, Mudu Vandalamandipai Bhaktulu, Repati Rojina, July 8th Tedi, Parthiyatra Jarupukunnataku, Prashanthi Nilayaniki Vichesinaru. Sai Kulwanth Sabha Mandapanlo, Repati Uday Karyakramam, 8 Gantalaku, Veda Patananto Prarambhamavutundi. 8 Gantala 20 Nimishalaku, Iruvuru Violin Vadyakarulu, Dr. M. Lalita, Srimati Nandini, Mariyu Brundam, ఒక సంగీత కార్యక్రమాన్ని సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం 4:30 వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 5:15 తమిళనాడు రాష్ట్ర బాల వికాస్ విద్యార్థులు మరియు సాయి యువత సాయిరామ సాయికృష్ణ పేరిట ఒక నాటికను సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సెంట్రల్ ట్రస్ట్ సభ్యులు శ్రీ విజయ్ భాస్కర్ గారు ఇప్పుడు ఒక ముఖ్య ప్రకటన చేయనున్నారు. సాయిరామ్.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. విత్ ద డివైన్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ఎవర్ బెనవలెంట్ లార్డ్ Sri Satyasai Nitya Anna Seva program will be commencing from the 9th of July 2017. That is day after tomorrow, on the holy and auspicious occasion of Guru Purnima. Under this scheme, lunch will be served as Swami's prasadam by way of wholesome South Indian meals to all those who come to Prashanthi Nilayam for Swami's Samadhi Darshan. It will be a continuous seva 24/7/365. For the inaugural function at 11 a.m. on this Guru Purnima day, that is day after tomorrow, we will be having two important guests, Sri Ravishankar Prasad, the Honorable Union Minister for IT, and Sri Manikyal Rao, who is the Minister for Endowments, Government of Andhra Pradesh. Both of them will be the guests for day after tomorrow's inaugural program. Swami's Prasadam under Sri Satyasai Nitya Anna Seva program will be served in separate halls for ladies and gents constructed behind N4 and N5 blocks. One coupon per person valid for that day will be issued on both the ladies and gents side at the time of exit from Kulwanth Hall after the Samadhi Darshan in the morning. Hostel students and permanent residents will not be issued the coupons. However, on the first day, all permanent residents who come for Samadhi Darshan in Sai Kulwanth Hall will be issued the coupons relating to Sri Satyasai Nitya Anna Seva. The regular meals served in South Indian canteen for rupees 10 will be continued as usual. Notices will be kept in all the residential blocks in Prashanthi Nilayam for the general information of all the devotees. ఇప్పుడు తెలుగులో ప్రకటన. సాయిమాత దివ్య ఆశీస్సులతో పరమ పవిత్రమైన గురు పౌర్ణమ పర్వదినమున శ్రీ సత్యసాయి నిత్య అన్న సేవ పథకం ప్రారంభించబడుతున్నది. ఈ పథకం కింద భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాబా వారి సమాధి దర్శనార్థం వచ్చేసిన భక్తులందరూ ఉచిత మధ్యాహ్న భోజన సదుపాయం కల్పించబడుతున్నది. ఈ సేవ సంవత్సరం పొడవునా 365 రోజులు నిరంతరాయముగా కొనసాగుతుంది. గురు పౌర్ణమి నాడు ఉదయం 11 గంటలకు శ్రీ సత్యసాయి నిత్య అన్న సేవ పథకానికి ప్రారంభోత్సవం జరుగుతుంది. కేంద్ర ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ టెక్నాలజీ మంత్రివర్యులు గౌరవనీయులైన శ్రీ రవిశంకర్ ప్రసాద్ గారు మరియు ఆంధ్రప్రదేశ్ రాష్ట్ర దేవాదాయ శాఖ మంత్రులు గౌరవనీయులు మాణిక్యాలరావు గారు ఈ కార్యక్రమానికి ముఖ్య అతిథులుగా విచ్చేయనున్నారు. ఈ పథకం కింద ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలో North 4 మరియు North 5 బ్లాక్స్ వెనుక ప్రత్యేకంగా నిర్మింపబడిన 2 సువిశాలమైన హాళ్లలో మహిళలకు పురుషులకు విడివిడిగా ఉచిత మధ్యాహ్న భోజన సదుపాయం ఏర్పాటు చేయబడుతున్నది. ఉదయం పూట భగవాన్ బాబావారి సమాధి దర్శనానంతరం సాయి కుల్వంత్ హాల్ నుండి వెలుపలకు వచ్చే సమయంలో స్త్రీల వైపు మరియు పురుషుల వైపు మనిషికి ఒక కూపన్ చొప్పున అందజేయటం జరుగుతుంది. ఏ రోజు ఇచ్చిన కూపన్ ఆ రోజుకు మాత్రమే చెల్లుతుంది. శ్రీ సత్యసాయి నిత్య అన్నసేవ పథకం హాస్టల్ విద్యార్థులకు, ఆశ్రమంలో స్థిర నివాసం ఉంటున్న వారికి మరియు సిబ్బందికి వర్తించదు. అయితే మొదటి రోజు మాత్రం సమాధి దర్శనార్థం వచ్చే ఆశ్రమ వాసులకు, సిబ్బందికి కూడా కూపన్లు అందజేయబడును. ప్రస్తుతం సౌత్ ఇండియన్ క్యాంటీన్లో 10 రూపాయలకు లభిస్తున్న భోజన సదుపాయం ఎప్పటిలాగానే యథాప్రకారంగా కొనసాగుతుంది. ఈ పథకం వివరాలు ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలో అన్ని బ్లాకుల నోటీసు బోర్డులలో భక్తుల సూచనార్థం పెట్టడం జరుగుతుంది. జై సాయిరాం.